Eric Allen inside our Florham Park studios. Now let's go out to the Midwest and bring in our draft expert, Matt Miller. Matt, the Jets had six selections in the 2015 NFL Draft, and they made a pair of acquisitions via trade. So what did you think? How did GM Mike Maccagnan do first year as GM of the New York Jets?
Well, Maccagnan didn't look like a rookie general manager out there with the moves that he made. He looked like Ozzie Newsome, picking up Leonard Williams at number six overall. I loved that pick for a number of reasons, but Williams was the number two player on my board, and I actually gave him the same grade that I gave Jameis Winston. So they were essentially tied for the top spot. But having the courage to draft a player who's not a huge position of need, or at least isn't right away, I think is a good sign for Jets fans that your GM stacked his board and they took the best player available regardless of position. That's how you build good football teams. So getting the most talent possible, extremely smart. And the rest of the draft really stayed that same way. I didn't feel like there were reaches. They got good value. The trade to get Zach Stacy is exceptional value. I think you have to include Brandon Marshall in this draft class as well, because he was part of one of those picks that they traded away. So a really good haul that they brought in that did fill a lot of needs too.
Speaking of filling needs, a lot of people before this draft thought the Jets could use an influx of speed on the offensive side of the ball. What do you think about Devin Smith and what he can bring to this offense?
Well, he brings a lot of speed, that's for sure. He's an interesting guy. During the middle part of the season, I was kind of underwhelmed by him. I thought maybe he would be a late round pick. But then Cardale Jones came in at quarterback, and you finally got to see Devin Smith's deep speed and his ability to really take the top off of defense once he had a quarterback who wasn't afraid to throw the ball up. So I know that the Jets fans have been retweeting something that I said back in like December, how he was reminding me of Odell Beckham Jr. with that ability to accelerate past defenders and make tough catches. So he's going to give them legitimate speed, very good hands down the field, and he's still, I think, some people want to call him just a deep threat. He could still be developed into a complete receiver, but right away, he definitely gives you speed over the top.
Yeah, you mentioned it right off the bat, and that's one thing I've been saying since the draft concluded, was when you look at the Jets draft class, you have to include the trade acquisitions, starting with Brandon Marshall. Obviously, they get Posey, a wide receiver, in the deal with the Houston Texans, and then finally, Stacy. But when you look at the six picks and then the three trade acquisitions, most notably Marshall, what can you say about the way Maccagnan worked this draft?
Oh, it was beautiful. And I'm of the opinion that more GMs should trade late round picks for players, because you know what you're getting, because the chance of a sixth or seventh round pick making the roster are pretty low. The chance of Zach Stacy making the roster are pretty high. The chance of Davier Posey making the roster pretty high. We know Brandon Marshall is going to be a starter for a fifth round pick. So this is a great first draft, and it really comes on the heels of a great free agency period. So love what the Jets are doing. I'm a convert, man. I'm going to have to get a green hoodie for the next video, because the offseason has really been impressive.